This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 37 for Friday, August 26th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is making sharp gains to end the week despite weakness in both crude and veg oils. Thunderstorms along with hot temperatures are expected for parts of Alberta and Saskatchewan later in the day, while Manitoba is expected to remain sunny. Crude oil is slightly negative, but experiencing choppiness while struggling to find direction. Chicago soy oil is higher, while both European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are lower. The Canadian dollar is down by 1/10 of a U.S. cent. The November canola contract is up $9.10 per ton at $842.80. In the U.S., buyers and analysts are waiting on a speech by Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell in Jackson Hole, Wyoming today, where it is expected the central bank will continue to raise interest rates to fight inflation. Meanwhile, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all showing strength. Corn continues its rally after the Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour indicated a reduction in yields in some growing areas, primarily in the western U.S. Corn Belt. The European Commission cut its forecast for corn production yesterday by 6.5 million tons to 59.3 million, its lowest total in 7 years. Drought in China and uncertainty in Ukraine are also providing support. The December corn contract is up 10 U.S. cents per bushel to $6.60. Results from the Pro Farmer Tour are also providing support to soybean prices as the number of pods within a 3x3-foot square was shown to be lower in some areas. However, profitable U.S. crush margins are also giving strength to the Chicago soy complex. Rain is in the forecast for soybean growing areas in the U.S. Midwest. The November soybean contract is up 24 U.S. cents per bushel to $14.55. Wheat has been the beneficiary of spillover from rising corn and soybean prices, but they have been also supported by a potential worldwide supply crunch. Drought in Europe and China, as well as the war in Ukraine, have caused the U.S. Department of Agriculture to project its lowest wheat carryout stock outside China since 2007. However, the U.S. southern and southwestern plains are expected to receive rains over the next 2 weeks. The December Chicago wheat contract is up 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.97. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 6 cents at $8.72. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 9 cents at $9.05. Yesterday, due to errors in its reporting system, the USDA provided inaccurate figures in its weekly sales report. The agency has not yet released its revised numbers. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, August 26th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.